Well, welcome back to the program. Tracy Morgan in, of course. Kate is on the phone with me. Miss Coffee with Kate. How are you, my dear?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Glad to talk to you once again. It's been, you're like my bi-monthly check-in. So I'm like, okay, how far into the month are we?
Well, we're at the end of the month.
I know it.
Yeah.
So, or the beginning of the next, I guess you could say.
Can you believe it is June 30th already?
I know, right?
Yeah. What a weird, weird 3-4 months this has been.
It has been, it keeps
getting weirder.
And longer.
Yeah.
We were talking at home where we were mentioning something that happened in January or February. We're like, wow, that felt like last year.
I know. It's like, what month are we in? What day am I on? The time just, everything seems upside down.
It is, but I've gotten better at that. I have gotten better at knowing what day of the week and what the date is. And I don't know why. I mean, at first, it all just meshed together. I had no clue on what day we were on. Now, I've gotten a lot better at that.
Well, that's good. That helps.
Do you need me to...
On the other hand, I'm still all upside down.
Yeah.
I do know through various reasons what day of the week and what date it is. But other than that, I can't believe the 4th of July is this Saturday.
Now that, I agree. Yeah, that's kind of, I don't want to say surprising. We know it's on the calendar. It's just I haven't really been paying attention to it. And it's like, wow, it's here. Okay.
And everything is sort of anticlimactic, you know?
Yeah. You try to make a plan. I was just looking on Facebook on a friend's post, and they're like, well, we're on to plan D now on our... Well, they don't even want to call it a vacation plan anymore because they went through plan A, and then that got canceled. Plan B got canceled. Plan C got sideswiped, so they're on plan D.
And I'm sad for everybody.
Yeah.
It's a sad time, yeah.
I'm not... Are you taking a vacation? Well, you already traveled, because I know last time I talked to you, you were traveling. Other than that, though, are you traveling? Because I'm not.
No. I don't always, but for the last few years, have rented a big beach house.
Mm-hmm.
So my entire family could all be together. And that was my ultimate goal this year, and I rented the house and everything. But we canceled because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And now I guess I'm glad that we did, but I'm sad that... Because it's something we all look forward to and being together and that part just isn't going to happen.
Right. As we go along, it seems like that's the same thing with multiple moments in life. You think, well, maybe we'll get to the next one. And then the next one comes up and that's not going to happen either.
Right. And going to put some hot dogs on the grill
good.
On Saturday and that's about it.
Good. Well, let me tell you what happened at home. So I'm in the house, and I mean, we live in the woods. That's fine. You know, I've told people that before. It's not a big deal. I'm okay with living where I do. It's fine. I don't mind the critters that are outside. As long as they stay in their spot, I stay in my spot. We're all good, right? So my husband all of a sudden started yelling for me outside. He's like, oh, you got to come see this. And I'm like, what? And I walk out. There's this black snake. That is, no joke, probably 6 feet long. I mean, the thing is huge. We could be in our house on whatever given floor of our house and still see the snake going off into the woods. I mean, it's that big. Anyway, point is, he yells for me to come outside because it's climbing up one of our trees that is closest to our house.
Ew.
Climbing up the tree. And my husband, of course, he got my sons out of the house. He's like, oh, look at this. And they're all... excited about it, taking pictures of it. And I'm like, seriously? Seriously? The not that snakes don't climb trees. I get that point. But not the one that's right next to my house.
Well, not only that, but do you ever then stop and think about, okay, how many times have I walked under the tree?
Yes.
There's possibly a snake all wrapped up.
Right. And then at one point, we're all looking at it. And, you know, I'm looking from afar, but still I'm looking at this thing. And we lose track of where it went. So your point is very valid because once you lose it in the tree, where is it?
Exactly. Well, we have other problems here. The deer, in fact, just the other day, I walked down. I was doing a little bit of weeding. I think it was Sunday. And I looked, and my one hosta, the stems are all there, but all the leaves are gone. But there's another hosta in front of it, and I thought, well, oh, good. at least there's still something in front of it that kind of hides the one that's all chomped off. I walked down yesterday, and that one's all chomped off.
Really?
So, yeah. So the deer are they must like salad, toss salad or something, because they're eating the heck out of all the hostas.
Oh, my.
And the bear sightings have been phenomenal in Center Township.
Have you had one? Have you had a bear sighting?
Not at my house.
Okay.
My son had 9 bear at his house in 2 weeks.
Whoa!
Including 3 little babies that were up the tree, and the mama was trying to protect them, and there was a big male bear that was getting mad because he wanted to chomp those little babies because it's mating season. And a mama bear will not mate with a papa bear if she already has babies. So she was doing her darndest to protect. There was a big fight in my son's yard. He has
wow.
it all on video.
That's entertainment as long as it's on the TV and some other professional is taking that video from afar. That's not entertainment
exactly.
when it's in my yard. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
But nature is fascinating because, again, your son has a bear up the tree. I have snakes. You have bears.
Yeah, well, I think I'll take the bear over the
You can spot the bear. At least you can spot
right,
the bear.
Right. Well, these 3 babies were adorable because they were little babies.
Sure.
The mama bear and the papa bear, not so much.
Now, you said that there were 9 bear. Was it 9 bear or was it 9 sightings of different bears?
At that one sighting, there was 5 bear. A week before, there was 4 bear. So it was just 2 sightings, but 9 total.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I gotcha.
That is entertaining to live in the country. And I heard you talking yesterday about the hay bale out at Teeley Farm.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that on Facebook? I made sure I reposted, shared it.
I did, and I love it.
Isn't that amazing?
And how creative and how sweet.
They have artistic talent, if you will. And not only that, they use their drone. I think it was on the cross one at Easter. They have a drone shot of how, you know, you can look at their farm. They have this great sunset, and then they come down where the hay bales were stacked with the cross. And they do a great job, not only with their drones, but they do a great job with these structures that they create. But, yeah, it's just so well done. All those lines are straight and perfect. And
I know. Well, and the admiration, number one, they're farmers.
Yes.
So at this time of year, I admire their strength and courage to go out and paint a hay bale when there's so much to be taken care of on a farm.
Right, right.
And with this dry weather, my heart kind of aches for all the farmers. If you don't have irrigation, you're kind of SOL, so to speak. But because we have a farm and everything is dry, dry, dry. So that's Mother Nature.
So you're going to have like a little stack of hay, not the hay bales that they did.
We don't have hay at our farm.
Collect some grass clippings.
Right,
put it
right,
in a
right.
pile. That's about as far as you're going.
We could bale some of the grass that's over there now because...
You could, yeah.
Yeah, it's grown so tall.
Nice.
But other than that, and we have trees at our farm rather than animals.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kate, well, I just wanted to call and say hi, see how you're doing.
I'm so glad you did. I hope everyone is staying well and keeping their masks on because here we go again for the second round.
Well, and isn't that debatable? Because I've heard some people say this isn't the second round. We're still in the first round. And then I've heard some people say, well, this is a surge. I just agree with here we go again.
Okay. Yeah, maybe me too, because this thing just will not go away.
No. So.
And that part is frightening. And I saw some, and I'm a researcher, and if I see something, I read it. And sometimes I'm very sorry I read it. But I saw where they're trying to put a bill through. Well, you know what? I'm not even going to go into it.
All right.
It's just a possibility, and it's too sad to even speak of.
All right, so we'll just skip it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you have a wonderful holiday weekend. Hopefully it won't be 2 more weeks before we chat, but nice talking to you.
It was so nice talking to you, Tracy, and I hope you and your boys are all staying well. And please tell everyone at the stations that I said, hey.
Hey. Kate says hey.
Right.
All right. All right, Kate. We'll take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.